Kate Brindle is a comedian and she's from Michigan. I had the chance to talk to her a little bit and also ask her about laughter as the best medicine. So hi, Kate. Welcome to Big JD and Lipo in the Morning.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
How long have you been doing stand-up and how did you get started?
I've been doing stand-up for about 8 years, and I got started because I had a really boring job. Working in the news, actually, you would think it would be more exciting, but it was, and I like to challenge myself with things I've never done before, and so they were offering these classes for stand-up comedy, and I thought, you know, I would never do that in a million years. It seems terrifying. So, of course, I signed up, and I got hooked. Like, our final exam or final project, we had to do 5 minutes at an open mic, and I just, the minute I heard that first laugh, and I mean, granted, there weren't many of them. I got hooked. So, yeah, so I've been doing it ever since.
And have you also done some acting? I read that you studied at NYU.
I have, yeah. I was actually a theater major in New York, and I did a lot of acting while I was out there. I still do a little bit, not quite as much. Mostly it's just little local commercials around Detroit. I haven't done theater in quite a while, ever since I started doing stand-up. So, like, I mean, it was kind of a natural transition, you know, being on stage, but I know with theater, there's that whole cast feel, you know, and I mean, if they don't like it, well, number one, you don't know right away because, you know, they don't have that instant laughter. And number two, there's other people with you up on stage to kind of take the bullet. Whereas stand-up, you know instantly whether they like you or not, it's just you up there. But on the other hand, you kind of get all the glory if they do like you. So
right.
They're similar, but I would say stand-up is more of a rush on that level.
Now, you make people laugh. How easy is it for someone to make you laugh?
You know, I would say pretty easy. Like, I know a lot of comics get kind of jaded, you know, after they've seen so much stand-up, but I love to laugh. I love the act of it. I'm a pretty silly person, I would say, and so I kind of look for excuses to laugh, so sometimes I even laugh inappropriately, you know, like if somebody falls down or something. I hate to admit it, but I would say I'm pretty quick to laugh, and I enjoy it.
From experience, are there certain subjects that can usually make most anyone laugh?
I think so. I think that things, and that's one thing, I try to talk about things that everybody can relate to, you know. I think observational comedy usually makes everybody laugh because, you know, you do a joke and a lot of times people are like, oh yeah, I've seen that, you know, and they kind of identify with you on that level. I talk a lot about my family and having to, you know, after being in New York City, coming back to Michigan to pursue stand-up comedy. You think it'd be the opposite, but it's a lot cheaper to live in Michigan, and so I moved back, I actually moved back in with my family in the middle of nowhere, so I talk about that a fair amount, and, you know, everybody has struggles with their family, so I think everybody can relate to that. I think dating and relationships, you know, at some point, someone's probably gone through a breakup or they're currently experiencing, you know, some issues with their partner. So I think people can relate on those levels. So I try to talk about those types of things.
I know you've heard probably the saying, laughter is the best medicine. What do you think about that saying? And have you maybe seen laughter help someone in that way?
I think that is so true. In fact, there was recently, and maybe you're going to talk about it, there was an article, I think about a year ago, in the New York Times. It was actually a scientific study saying that laughter, actually the physical response, not just like the intellectual feeling that you get from getting a joke, but the physical response of laughing is a stress reliever and puts people in a better mood. And so I think so, definitely. I remember when I first started out, I was doing a show in Erie, Pennsylvania, and there was a man who came up and he had tears in his eyes, and, you know, at the time I thought, oh, well, I'm just kind of having some fun and telling me little silly jokes. But he came up and he just said that he, you know, had a really stressful day. His wife was really sick. He was an older man. And that for a moment, for like an hour and a half that he was at the show, he was able to get his mind off of all of that. You know, and he thanked us for that. And that was really touching to me because I think that's true. I think that, you know, as comedians or people involved in making people laugh, it is. I think that's our responsibility to take people out of their element, take them out of whatever they're going through, and just kind of bring them in and allow them to have that response, you know, allow them to just not worry about their day, but just kind of be in the moment and laugh. So I absolutely think that laughter is the best medicine, and there's a lot of truth to that.
March 10th, you're going to be at Big League Comedy, which is on our side of the border here, London, Ontario. And then March 15th at Soaring Eagle Casino, Mount Pleasant.
And actually March 16th, I'm doing a show called Laugh Fest. And it's actually a fundraiser for Gilda's Club. And the whole premise of the show is exactly that, that laughter, you know, really is the best medicine. And Gilda's Club was named in honor of Gilda Radner, and it's basically a free cancer support community. And so all the proceeds, it's actually a week-long festival. I think it starts at the end of this week.
And where's that at?
Go to that. That is in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Okay.
Which is, you know, not too far. Mm-hmm. From the Detroit, Windsor area. So if people want more information about that, they can go to laughfestgr.org.
Do you plan on releasing a CD or DVD at all in the near future?
I would love to. I don't have any immediate plans, but I'm kind of getting to the point where I'd like to have my act recorded in a way that, you know, I could share with people. And especially, you know, as I've traveled around the country and traveled around Canada a little bit, I've met people who I'd love to share it with, who might, you know, like I was actually did a comedy festival a couple years ago in Saskatoon, and I haven't been back since then. And, you know, so I'd love to share that with people who might not be able to see my act live, but might be interested in, you know, hearing my joke.
And where can listeners find more information on you and your schedule?
They can go to my website, which is katebrindle.com, and I've got a link to my Facebook, my Twitter, my schedule, all that stuff.
All right, Kate, thanks for being on The Morning Show, and safe travels.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
By the stories that Kate shares, laughter definitely is the best medicine. Check out katebrindle.com for more information on Kate.